Hello, friends and students at Allendale High School. Mr. Haddon here with Mr. Remnant. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Very good.
Good.
We have a very special guest here, Angelina Schneider. Welcome, Angelina.
Hi.
Angelina is one of our star students. She's involved in many things. Two things that we're going to talk about today are your involvement in our anti-bullying campaign, Speak Up, Stand Out, and also you're a pretty good boxer from what we hear, correct?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in boxing and what organization you're in?
I used to wrestle, and then some of the people on the wrestling team, like parents on the wrestling team, said I should try boxing since I wasn't that good at wrestling. And then I fight out of Holland for the Fire Within Boxing Club.
Is that specifically for females? Or are you the only female in that club?
The only female in that club.
Okay. How did you happen to get involved with that organization?
I started out at a different club in Holland, and then my stepdad actually worked with one of the old coaches from that club, and so I just moved to that club, and that's how I got involved, I guess.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about some of your recent matches. We've understood that you had some success recently.
Yep, I fought in Bay City, and I won by decision, and then I just fought in Golden Gloves like a month ago, and I got a technical knockout in the first round.
I happened to see that fight, and it looked pretty violent, and I'm glad I was not in the ring against you. What are some of the benefits to boxing? What do you get out of it other than, you know, the competition, that kind of thing? What are some of the benefits?
Motivation, and it just keeps you going, and it's unique, and I like the unique feeling of it and how much energy you have to do, and it's all on you. If you lose, it's not anybody's fault but your own.
So, what's your training schedule like?
I train usually Monday through Friday, but I work at Panera Bread, so whenever I don't work, I train. So,
when's your next fight?
May 17th.
And where is that?
Somewhere by Detroit.
Okay, May 17th, somewhere by Detroit. If someone wanted to see your fight but they can't make it there, do you post them to YouTube? Do you put them on your Facebook page? How can we see your fights?
They're either on my Facebook page or they get posted on YouTube or they're on a website somewhere.
Excellent. Let's move into Speak Up, Stand Out a little bit. You've really been a major player in the anti-bullying campaign. You have a real passion for accepting of others, tolerating different ideas and beliefs, backgrounds. Tell us how you got involved with Speak Up, Stand Out and why anti-bullying is so important to you.
Well, it's important to me because people shouldn't be, like, treated or judged for, like, their mistakes or, like, their past, because obviously it's their past and we live in the future. And then I got involved by Will You Stop the Hurt, and then it got switched over to a bigger campaign, which is really great, and that became Speak Up, Stand Out, and then I am involved with Ms. Harp, who actually runs it all, kind of thing.
You guys have done a number of things, school-wide, district-wide, community-wide. What are some of your favorite things that you've done with that group?
My favorite thing was talking at the Amway. That was really, really cool.
Okay, what was at the Amway?
We just explained, and it was kind of just explaining what Speak Up, Stand Out is and how to get it pushed to, like, other schools, kind of thing.
Who are you speaking to?
The superintendents of Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan superintendents. And how many of you went and spoke?
Like six of us, about.
Okay. There, so that had to be pretty intimidating speaking to, superintendents. These are some pretty bright people.
Yeah.
And how was that experience as a, you know, being a teenager going and talking to adults?
It was really good. Like, I talked about, like, cutting and stuff like that, too. And one of the superintendents actually, like, talked to me personally about it, and he's like, I know what it's like, I've been there, done that, and it just got a good positive feedback that felt good, I guess.
Okay.
So,
what can someone do if they're interested in joining Speak Up, Stand Out? Who should they see? Where should they go?
They can talk to me, or they could talk to Jamie Egan, or Ms. Harp, or anybody, and you just need to talk to them and just let them know that you want to be involved, and you can help us do all this, like, little activities we do and stuff like that.
When are your meetings?
I think our next meeting is going to be in the next couple weeks. I got to talk to Ms. Harp about it.
Great. Well, Angelina, you are one of our star students. We appreciate all you do, and you've been great, and we look forward to all the great things you're going to do.
Thanks.
Keep it up, and best of luck with the
boxing.